when you are hearing a story, your brain releases that chemical and you trust that what they're saying is true. And that if you follow that similar path, then that could happen for you too, because success leaves clues.
When you start telling this story and you start connecting with people, what we know is people don't buy things. They buy solutions and they buy other people.
Yeah, I'm up late. Yeah, I'm scrolling. Yeah, I'm going to be tired tomorrow because I'm a human and I'm not perfect. And that's okay. And that's what people want to hear. They want to be relatable to your story.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast with your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation, revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. My name's Trish, and this one over here is Kylie.
Hi, guys. I am here with Trish, and today we're going to talk about the importance of telling your story. Hang in there. Hang in there. We all have a story to tell, right? You have yours. You've shared yours a couple of times. Trisha has. I've shared bits and pieces of mine. Things get a little dark in the middle, but the thing that is important is that when you are differentiating yourself from all the other people in your industry, whether you're in real estate or you're selling earthworms, your story matters.
It does. That's how people connect to you and they're inspired and you really are able to impact the world because they know if you could do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. That was one of the big pushes for me to get into real estate. I was in a place where I was like, I can't do this. This is super scary. And I read Everything is Figure Outable. Shout out Marie Forleo. And talked to Trish and you coached me through a lot of stuff. And it really is so impactful to be able to use your story. I can't tell you how many times I have shared my story of living paycheck to paycheck with someone. I actually had a girlfriend the other day. She hit me up and she goes, man, I'm really tired. She does hospice care. And she's like, I can't do this. My soul can't do this. My body can't do this. My car can't do this. And it's funny to me when my friends come to me and they're like, oh, I need a change. And my answer is, you need to get your real estate license. And I was able to share with her how I was able to, in just a few short years, go from living paycheck to paycheck with my family, like literally paycheck to paycheck, y'all, to being in a financial space that I never, ever, ever dreamed of. And I was able to do all of that using my story with my friends, with my family, and with my clients.
Yeah. And there is actual science behind that, you know, that I like to get into the science, right? Science is fun.
Science time.
So your brain actually releases oxytocin, which makes it happy. It's the trust hormone. So when you are hearing a story, your brain releases that chemical and you trust that what they're saying is true. And that if you follow that similar path, then that could happen for you too, because success leaves clues. If it works for Kali, it could work for me, right? We all started in the same place and we hopefully will all end up better in the end.
Absolutely. And that's why your journey, the real journey though, like we've talked about before on social media, you're just getting those highlights. You're just seeing the highlight reel. I mean, unless you go to my page, you're going to see me in my robe talking trash about my kids, but on the whole, you see the highlight reel, but what your story is, those messy parts, those real parts, those are the important parts, because regardless of who your audience is, those are the parts that you need to share to let them know that you are a real human and that you are relatable and that you do put your pants on one leg at a time, right?
Yeah. And people think that their story has to be fully polished or that they can only share the highlight reel. And what I've seen develop in my own life, especially, is when I get vulnerable and I really share things that are scary for me to share. And I double think them. I'll go to make a lengthy post and share a really important story. And I'll go, don't share this. Like
it's back here, right?
Yeah.
Is it back here?
It is. And then I'll post it. I want to delete it. I want to delete it so bad. And here's what I found is true. The more you want to delete that post that's vulnerable and raw and open, the more at least 5 to 10 people need to read it. And they will message you and say, I'm so grateful that you posted that. I was feeling the same way. I posted one on Monday in our She Built That group. It's a female entrepreneur group for women who want to build businesses and live bold and exciting lives. And we all get online and we collaborate from all over the US. And I posted, and the title to my post was, Why Do I Suck? Why do I suck? And I said, you know, here I am, it's Monday night. And I had been out of town and I wanted to catch up in the group because I had been completely off grid. I hadn't been in the group at all.
Which was healthy. Let me tell you guys, your girl needed to go off grid. Okay.
I did. I should have stayed off grid because it came right back to me. But I was in there, and as soon as I went to go post, I realized that it was late at night, you know? And I'm like, I kind of immediately got mad at myself. Not even kind of, I really got very mad at myself. And I'm like, here you are. You're on your phone again late at night. You're scrolling late at night. Then you're going to be tired in the morning. Then you're not going to want to go to the gym. And I said, again, right? You're scrolling on your phone again. Mm-hmm. It's late at night again. Mm-hmm. You again are going to want to hit snooze. You again are going to be running late. You again are not going to want to go to the gym. And I'm like digging myself in this hole of like, you just suck. You just suck again. These failures, right? Totally disregarding like everything else in my day that I completely crushed it at. Like, it's late because I kicked major butt all day long.
You do.
Coming back from my vacation, getting everybody paid, getting organized, knocking off 100 things off of my Google calendar. Yeah, you know what? I might not have went to the gym. I might not have went to the gym the whole freaking week, which is totally unlike me. But I'm in a season that's unlike any other in my entire life. So I am going to, for once in my life, give myself a little bit of grace and be like, you know what? Yeah, it's again that I'm doing this. But also, again, I totally kicked butt all day long. So let's give your girl a break. And I was like sick of my own shit of like just beating myself up. And I posted that. And then we get on Wednesdays, we have, we call it coffee chat. We get on like we are right now online. And there were so many women that were like, when I seen that post, like I needed that so bad because that's the exact same thing I do. I just see, you know, those little things that aren't perfect. And that's the thing, like, we're humans, we're not perfect. And that's how I wrapped up that post. I'm like, but here's the thing, I'm a human, I'm not perfect. So yeah, I'm up late. Yeah, I'm scrolling. Yeah, I'm gonna be tired tomorrow because I'm a human and I'm not perfect. And that's okay. And that's what people wanna hear. They wanna be relatable to your story, that even though I've spent the last 2 decades being full of grit and full of discipline and attached to my calendar and miss highlight reel looks like perfection, guess what? My life still goes to shit too. It happens to everybody because we're humans and we're not the only ones that are in our lives. Other people come and cause chaos and crazy.
Ain't that the truth?
And sometimes we do.
Sometimes it's me throwing the Molotov cocktail.
Sometimes I'm in my self-sabotage area and I do it myself.
I will say that when it came to sharing my story, I don't mind sharing. You all know I have no filter. I will share all the things. I am the TMI queen. Okay. But when we started talking about like getting online, like where people could see me. Remember, I was like, oh, it's so much work because then I have to put on makeup and do something with my hair and blah, blah, blah. And I came to a land of just F it. Just F it. I don't care. And so now you can go to my Facebook feed and I am legit sitting in my favorite robe that my mother-in-law bought me, no makeup, crazy hair, telling the most hilarious story about my daughter's stupid friend. And I got so much love. And that was the other thing too. Like, I'd be like, well, if I get on there, people are going to make fun of me or like say this or that, especially when we get on and we have conversations about parenting. Parenting's a hot topic. Parenting, it's very touchy. And I've made posts in the past about like parenting things and whatever, and sharing my story, just trying to help other ladies and mommies and daddies, right? And gotten a lot of flack for it, but just do it. Like, I love that you wrapped up the post with, I'm human, I'm not perfect, and we're not. And we've said several times on the show, like, if you're thinking of doing something, push it out. Get it to a place where it's ready and push it out. It doesn't have to be perfect, just push it out.
Yeah, and a lot of people get stuck in analysis paralysis because, yes, we are in a professional world, but not everything has to sound and look professional. You are still a real person. Your story doesn't have to be finished. Stop comparing it to other people.
Yeah.
And here's one thing that I often remind myself, and I remind the people that act like this. I say, thank you, Karen or Mr. Troll, for feeding my algorithm. I appreciate your ridiculous comment a lot because it just pushes me up on everybody else's feed, and the people who need to see it are now going to get to see it. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's give our listeners a quick walkthrough on how to get out of the analysis paralysis that you just mentioned. And let's talk about how to craft a compelling story. Because I will say not everybody, obviously everybody's story is different. Your traumas are different than my traumas. And some people may feel like they don't have any trauma. And so they're like, how can I tell an inspiring story when I don't have any quote unquote trauma? So let's talk about story framework. Okay. You have step one, which is your before. We are talking about who you were before your transformation. You are talking about the struggles or a pain point that is relatable to the people that you are speaking to.
You know, I like to call this the feel, felt, found.
Yes, that was what I was struggling just now to remember. I was reaching back to the recesses of the Beachbody training.
Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, I'd be talking to people in Beachbody when I was a fitness coach, and they would tell me their story about how they're overweight, they're tired, they can't play with their children, their significant other doesn't look at them the same anymore because they've gained weight, they don't feel good. And I would say, like, I know exactly how you feel. Because before I went through fitness and nutrition coaching, I felt the same way too. And what I found was, right? So the feel, how you feel, is before. Before you've done anything, you feel like this. And the shift is the felt, right? I felt the same way too. And I had to come to a realization that I want to go outside and play with my son in the yard. I want to play catch. I want to go and run 5Ks with people. Trent's girlfriend, just when she was over on Monday, she's like, hey, would you be interested in doing a 5K with me? Trent's 21 years old, and him and his significant other still want to do physical stuff with me. Imagine if I never would have had that shift in my life of, I can take control over this one thing. And here's what I found. Now I get to live a more well-rounded life where I'm involved in more things with the people that I love, right? The before, the shift, the after. This works in everything. Fitness, real estate, your job, your relationships, right? Whatever the case may be, it's applicable to anything. So when you're writing your story, you have a before. Who were you? You have some sort of struggle or pain point. Then there's the turning point. And some people call this the hero's journey when they're crafting a story mm-hmm. too, right? The hero was this little person who didn't really have a lot to offer. And then they went through this journey and they hit this struggle, like the dragon they had to fight. And then they won the battle and they got to the princess, right? There's the before, there's the clash of the titans, and then there's the after, which has the lessons you learned and connects you to who you're trying to help. So what story are you telling, and how are you trying to help somebody, and who is that person?
Absolutely. And that's something that you need to sit down and brainstorm. And once you come up with your before, your shift, your after, your hero's journey, you want to get it out there, because your story isn't just content. Like, there's context that needs to be put around it. And this tells people why you care and why you want to solve their problem or why you want to connect with them. And the thing is when you start telling this story and you start connecting with people, what we know is people don't buy things. They buy solutions and they buy other people. And what I have found is that in real estate, when I make that first initial contact and build that rapport and have a phone call with somebody before we go out for showings, for example, they are more likely to convert into one of my clients rather than those people who I just straight up meet at a house. We don't get to have a phone conversation. So it's very important for you to make that connection. And I want to just say, give you some ideas on where you can start telling your story and how, because it doesn't have to be difficult. Okay. You want to put them in, you want to just write your, you have this on yours. Your, hi, Oliver. Oliver has joined us, for those of you who cannot see.
One story that I always tell in real estate is for my first time home buyers. And when I have a first time home buyer, I let them know about the first time I bought a house. So the first time that I went and bought a house, I was 20 years old. I had no idea about anything at all. I went and was shown by a girl that was not an actual licensed agent. She showed me three houses and said, if you pick one, I'll take you to breakfast. And I was very hungry for breakfast because I was 20 years old and I was a broke college student. So I picked one. And as I started going through the process, I was never educated on the process. It was just pick one and we'll go. And they kept asking me for more money, money for an appraisal, money for insurance, money for this, money for that. And I ended up just sobbing in this guy's office because I'm like, I'm out of money. I'm a waitress. I'm a college student. I have no idea what I'm doing. What is happening? And I'm like, and that is why we are sitting here today and we're doing our buyer's education session, because I'm educating you on exactly how this is going to go, exactly how it's going to cost. So you never end up sitting somewhere crying going, what is going on? Why is this taking so long? Yeah. I'm out of money. I have no clue what's happening. This is scary. I take all of that fear out of the process because I know how scary that can be. I felt that fear and that anxiety and that, oh my gosh, what did I do? And that's why I do the buyer's consultation. That's why I do the buyer's education session, because I never want my clients to feel like that. So we spend 45 minutes to 1 hour. We go through everything you're looking for. We have a full strategy for success. We go through every single step of the way and all the dollars and cents you're going to spend beginning to end. So when we go out and we go shopping, it's a great time.
Absolutely. I tell a story when I'm dealing. I found this with some home buyers, but like definitely 10 out of 10 first-time homebuyers. They find something they love on either the portal or Zillow or whatever. We go and take a look at it, and they love it, but they're having FOMO. And they're like, hey, I don't know. This is the first house we've looked at. I don't know if I want to put a bid in because what else is out there? And I say, listen, I said, here's what happened. I was going to buy my wedding dress. I saw the wedding dress in the window. I tried that wedding dress on. It fit perfectly. I bought that wedding dress. Now, what happened in between is my mother, I'm an only daughter, and she said, you will try on more than just one wedding dress because you are my only one getting married. And so even though I tried on 8 other dresses, I still bought the first one because when you're buying your wedding dress, when you're buying your house, when you walk in and you get the feels and you can envision yourself in it, you know that's your house, whether it's the first house or the 50th house that we've seen. We're not seeing 50 houses, by the way. And so that is a story that I like to tell because it helps these first-time home buyers understand that you don't have to look at 12, 15, 25 houses. You might find the house on the first, and I've had that happen. I know you've had that happen. Mm-hmm. You see it. I like it. I want it. I bought it. I got it. How does that go?
That's it. That's how it goes.
All right, you guys. So make sure that you are sharing your story. Okay. You want to make sure that other people understand who you are, why you care, and why you want to connect with them. If you're having trouble coming up with a story, journal it out. Journal it out. Ask yourself, what is my story? Or hit ChatGPT and say, hey, ask me, I need to find my story for my business or for my coaching or for my friends or whatever. Ask me 20 questions and help me put it together. You don't have to do it alone. We have all these tools. Work smarter, not harder, y'all.
Yeah. And you can repurpose your story in many different ways. You can put some of it in your about me. You can put some of it in your social media captions. You can utilize it in your different content pillars. Like if you're watching on YouTube right now, you see my wild dog, Oliver, jumping all over the place.
He's licking my leg with the face paint on.
So we will probably repurpose this part of our podcast in, don't forget to shut the door when you start recording your episode.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Although look at that face, you guys. Oh, what a sweet little face. Look at that puppy. He says, Mom, that's a cutie.
This is where we're going to wrap the show. We drop fresh episodes every Thursday on the Elite Life Podcast. You never know what you're going to get, an Oliver butt in your face or some kisses or some tips about how to use your story to make your job and your clients more at ease and everybody feel a little better. We appreciate you checking out the show. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, share with your friends, drop us some love notes in the comments, and tell us what else you want to hear about, what else you want us to talk about, because we love sharing and talking with you. All right, friends, have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.